Hello, this is Ben, and don't you forget about my podcast.
Today we're going to be talking about Prisoner B-3087 by Alan Gratz. This book emphasizes what the Holocaust was like for a 10-year-old boy from Krakow, Poland, Janek Gruner.
Janek has everything taken from him, as him and his family are taken prisoner to a holding camp for a couple of years. And then Janek's family gets taken one by one to different concentration camps, and Janek was the last person to survive before taken. And then he gets moved into a concentration camp with his uncle. Throughout all of this, Janek is taken to 10 different concentration camps and is brutally treated at all of them. From the start of the story, you can tell many characters are being developed, but the one that stands out the most to me is Janek. At the beginning of the story, he is a very young, innocent boy that can't really defend himself, but as the story goes on, he has to stand up and take control for his family and start making big decisions throughout the story. Another character that has really developed throughout the story is Janek's dad. You see him from the very beginning. He's very hopeful and very protective of his children. Once they get moved to the holding camp, he even makes time to celebrate Janek's 13th birthday by sneaking out and going to an old bread factory. The last character I'm going to be talking about is Janek's uncle. This is because he plays a lot bigger role in Janek's life than his mom, especially when Janek is taken from the holding camp to the concentration camp. Janek's uncle shows Janek how to survive in the concentration camp without getting singled out and attacked and stuff, and he shows him how to get extra food and just how to live throughout it. What drew me to this book was I've always been very interested in the Holocaust and what the conditions were like, and I haven't read much of like what it was like from a first person's viewpoint, so I just wanted to see like what it was like for a kid close around my age during this time and what they had to go through. And I did like the book. I thought it was very interesting. I learned a lot from it, and I would recommend it to anyone who's interested in reading about the Holocaust. The author uses many sensory details really well throughout this story. He uses sight to give a description of what the camps look like and what they are seeing throughout and all the horrific events. He uses sound to sound off gunshots and people reactions to the events that are going on throughout the camp. The author uses dialogue in the story a lot to show how the characters react around one another and show how they react in certain situations. And it seems like we are receiving a call. Let's switch over to phone 9. Please state your name.
I'm Pierce from Pierce's Peaceful Podcast. I'd like to ask you a question. My question is, what character in your book do you think develops the theme the best?
Thank you, Pierce from Pierce Peaceful's Podcast. I will answer that. I think Janek is the character that develops a certain theme throughout the story the most. And I'd say this theme is hope. Because throughout the story, Janek starts out as a young, innocent little boy who just believes in everything his parents are going to tell him and they're always going to be there for him. And then they get taken into a holding camp by the Nazis. And even when his parents are gone and his family is being stripped away from him and everything he loves is being taken from him, he still has the mentality that he's going to survive for everyone and he's still going to have a way out of this. And for such a little kid to grow up in that situation, but do you still have hope that it's going to get better, is why I think Yannick develops that theme throughout the story the best. That is about all the time we have for today. And this has been Ben's podcast. And don't you forget about it. Have a good rest of the day, I guess. Bye.